by Grabthar's hammer.
I'll make a stay out of you.
Wakey, wakey.
What a
welcome back. Welcome back to I'll Make a Stay at You, the podcast where I, Phil, get to talk about Brandon Sanderson with my boy Tom. Tom, how you doing? To the Brandon Sanderson podcast.
Oh my God. Isn't that an author?
Yes. Have you been Sandersoning all of your Brandons?
I've not.
As we do every week.
Oh, you're so right. How could I? No, yeah. I neglected this week. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That's right. I think I Sandersoned enough for the both of us.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you all about it. But first, how was your week this week? Did you have a good week? Was it good? Did you have a good time?
Well,
you can tell me about it if you want.
I'm still in the Navy.
Good. Well, that's good. That's a good sign for now. You didn't have running water for 2 days?
Oh yeah.
Your wife is out here telling the truth.
Yeah. Our pipes froze up.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So we didn't have water for two days. And about halfway through the first day, I was like, "Oh man, I'm not going to be able to poop."
He's got to hold it in. So, how are you going to do that?
So I went on Instacart and I ordered a bunch of water. I ordered like 12 1-gallon jugs and like 4 24 packs of bottles.
And, yeah. Somebody with snow tires dropped it off at your house.
Yeah, somebody with snow tires went out and got me some water. And so, you know, I was just loading up my toilet with water so I could poop.
Yeah, that's important.
I was like, maybe they'll be usable by the morning, but they weren't. But I had to go to work that morning because it started. Monday was the first day, which I had off, and then Tuesday I had to go to work, and I was like, fuck, I gotta get clean. So you know what I did? This was like this is probably the worst method I've ever had.
Oh no,
to get clean with.
Uh-huh.
I took one of those jugs of water and I sat in my tub and I filled up a little cup of water. I filled up a cup with water and I would like pour it on me. I poured it on my little, I don't know what the fucking thing is called. You know, the thing that you used, you put soap on and scrubby and whatever.
My
loofah thing.
Yeah. It's not a loofah, but
it's like a loofah. It's, you know, the thing.
I know what you mean. Yeah. The thing.
And I'm like, it was like the most depressing, way of bathing ever. Cause like, and the water's so cold. And like when I had to pour it on my head to like, you know, get the shampoo out of my hair. I'm just like, it's so cold. I gotta pour it. I gotta pour it on my body. Yeah, it's Medieval Peasant Simulator in my tub with a gallon of water. And yeah, it was not a pleasant experience.
No, it doesn't sound like it. Yeah.
Yeah. When I got home that day, I put in a maintenance ticket and I was like, yo, okay. Moonita, yes, I could have, but I had to go. I had to get to work.
Yeah, you didn't have time for that.
I didn't have time to heat up the water.
Oh my God.
I just suffered through. I used cold water. I used one cold gallon of water to bathe myself with, and then I went to work. And when I got home, I was like, we gotta solve this problem. I gotta poop, you know. So
yeah. You should have pooped to work. I'm sure you did. Oh, but no.
I thought about it because I was like, ooh, it's not there yet, and like I'm not gonna just wait around, you know.
Jesus Christ.
So I put in the ticket. Oh, God.
You know, I'm really glad we're doing this on the Brandon Sanderson podcast and not the Stray Kids podcast. That is so important.
Anyway, so I put in the ticket. Yeah. I don't hear anything. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I guess they're not coming out tonight. So I'm laying down for bed. It's like 10:30 p.m., right? Mm-hmm. And yes. I get a phone call, and it says it's from Illinois. A number I don't recognize says it's from Illinois. So I'm like, okay, who the fuck could this be? So I answer it. And there's this guy. And he's like, hey, are you home right now? I can come by and take a look at your water. And I was like, are you fucking serious? It's 10:30 at night. But I'm like, yeah, I need water, right? So I was like, yeah, I'm home. Get over here. So he comes, and you know he does, this motherfucker. He comes mm-hmm. in, and I was like, I showed him the utility closet that we have, like where all the shit is. Mm-hmm. Not actual shit, like the water heater and
right.
water pipes and all that. And he like looks at it. He's just looking at it, like literally standing there in the hallway, looking into this closet. Mm-hmm. And then he looks over at me and he goes, yeah, your pipes are frozen. Like, no shit.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I found your problem. Your pipes are frozen. They're not going to work. And I'm like, yeah, I know. And then he's like, all right, well, you know, they'll be by in the morning to,
oh my God. Fix
this for you. And I'm like, cool. Solid work.
Oh my God. Wow. No, and so he didn't even, he didn't do anything. He just looked at it and said, all right, well, go back to bed, I guess.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm like, all right. But then I was like, well, if they're going to come by in the morning, That's a pretty good reason to not go to work right away.
Wow, good point. Yeah. So, you know, it has its advantages.
Yeah, so I woke up when I normally do, and I sent a text over to our work group chat, and I was like, hey, maintenance is coming by to fix my pipes, so I'm not going in until it's done. Shocked it or something, because I was sitting on my couch watching TikToks while they were doing it. And then all of a sudden, I just mm-hmm. hear, like, this really loud banging noise. And then they were like, okay, it's done. And then it was just it was done. And I was like, well, that's cool. Yeah, that was my, I guess that was Wednesday. Yeah, that was Wednesday.
Wow.
And then Thursday was pretty uneventful, I guess. Mm-hmm. Today, we talked about, you know, today was a day.
Yeah.
I went in late today because the roads were covered in snow.
Yeah. John Snow?
John Snow.
Mm-hmm. All right.
He knows nothing.
He doesn't. And neither do your tires.
I had to shovel it. I had to shovel the driveway this morning. It was super cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds cool. If it snowed like that here, I do not have a shovel for which to use for shoveling snow.
Okay. Neither do I. Well, neither. Okay. I didn't.
Okay.
Oh, my God. For real, it is a workout. God. It's so mm-hmm. annoying. So the first time, I guess it was the weekend when we had the snowstorm. Yeah, because it happened Friday. It started up Friday and then kind of went into Saturday. Mm-hmm. And so my driveway was covered in snow. And I was like, oh, fuck. We had picked out a shovel at some point when we went to Target. I was like, I'm going to get this shovel when we need it. You know,
you're right. Yeah. Not before you need it.
Well, leading up to it. But then I just forgot about it. And I was like, oh,
right.
And then I looked out. I think it was Saturday or might have been Sunday. I looked out the window and I saw that our neighbors who we share, like our next door neighbors, we share the driveway with, had shoveled their half of the driveway. And I was like, these motherfuckers, you know, just shoveling their half, whatever. And then I thought,
right.
Oh shit, I need to get a shovel before I need to go to work. So I put in an Instagram. Well, I checked Amazon to see how long it would take to get there. And it was like the earliest day was like Wednesday or Thursday of this week. And I was like, fuck that. I'm going to need that shit Tuesday, you know? So I put in an Instacart order for the shovel. And then I thought, God, I'm going to look like a huge fucking asshole if I just order a shovel, you know? So,
right.
So then I added other things to the order, like snacks and drinks and stuff. And so like he got, you know, a bunch of stuff, but I saw it didn't get picked up. He didn't pick it up for, or like it didn't say that I had a shopper for like 5 hours. So I'm like, oh, fuck. No one's going to take that because, you know, the roads are like fucking
right.
a nightmare. So like no right. one's going to do this for me, no matter how much I tip. But it finally got picked up like pretty late at night. And I was like watching the thing. I don't know if you've ever used Instacart before, but it'll tell you if they don't get something or if they replace something. Mm-hmm. But if they replace something, it comes in two messages. The first one is they're not getting the item you got. And then the second one is what they replaced it with. So I read the messages in order and I read, he's not getting the shovel. And I'm like, no, that's the whole reason you're there. Like, what if he just shows up with nothing but smacks and all I need is the shovel? Oh my God. But the next message was that he just couldn't get the shovel that I requested. He got a different shovel. And I was like, okay, as long as I get a shovel.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. I have like a flat shovel, which works okay for that kind of stuff, but not when our driveway, because I did need to like shovel it out during the winter storm, but when it was just covered in ice, it was still like impossible. Like, oh my God. It was, you know, I had to dig at it with the edge to break up the ice before I could get under it to like pop some up. It was a shit situation. Yeah. So, don't do that. Snow's fine. Enjoy the snow.
Yeah. Well,
is it not?
I mean,
have you made us a snowman?
No.
Oh.
But, you know.
What about snow angels?
Here's the thing. Snow. Mm-hmm. Snow is like a tourist attraction.
Right.
If you get to experience it once in a while or you go somewhere to experience it, it's probably mm-hmm. amazing. If you have to live in it, fuck that shit, man. It sucks.
Yeah. Well, I think like maybe like the first snow should be like fun, right? You should be able to have fun with the first snow.
It's all right. Yeah. Okay. So earlier today, we're downstairs and I was like, oh, I love the snow. And I was like, do you? Do you really? She's like, well, I like looking at the snow from inside. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. That sounds great to me. I don't know. Anyway, on with our Brandon Sanderson podcast. Sure. You're correct. Yes, Brandon Sanderson, the author of the Cosmere series of books, which includes multiple series. The one of which I've been reading this week is the Stormlight Archive. I say reading. I've been listening to the graphic audio, which it's like an audio book, but they have different actors play the characters and they put like music and sound effects in. It's great. And so I started the first book earlier this month, I think. And it's like, it's broken up into five parts. Each part is over or about 8 hours long. So I finished the whole first book and the second book is the exact same, right? It's like five parts. Each one is 7 hours long. I am like three chapters from the end of the second book. I have like burned through this. Once it gets going, these fucking books are incredible. And I was really annoyed, unfortunately, because I was trying to listen to it and the kids wanted my attention and were like, Papa, Papa, play with me. And I was like, I'm trying to listen to my fucking Brandon Sanderson. I didn't say that to them, but I felt it in my soul. So
I see.
Yeah. But this isn't a Brandon Sanderson podcast. This is a Stray Kids podcast.
Oh, snap.
You see what I did there? It was like a trick.
It's like it's April 1st, but it's not. It's January 19th.
Yeah, well, I just right knew now. I was Is it really only January 19th? Fuck me. I've listened to this so goddamn fast.
I got my W-2 yesterday and filed my taxes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Get that money, son.
More than last year, but not as much as I'd like.
Well, you know, it's never enough, right? Yeah, I was definitely going to talk about the fact that I've been listening to this book because I love it. And Jeanette and I have both been listening to it. And so it's been nice for both of us because, like, I keep giving her updates on what's happening in the book where I am. And at a certain point, there was a moment where she was just like, wait, what happened? And I told her, like, what happened in the part that I'm at. She's like, I just listened to that last week. And I'm like, yeah, I'm listening to it. Because I can, I type, you know, to respond to things at work. And I, you know, learned by listening to podcasts that I can do both. I can type something that's not related and I don't have to, I got used to it. So I no longer have to just like either not type or listen, you know, I can do both. So it's a skill.
I don't think I can do that.
It's not easy. And when I first started to do it, it was really, really hard. I can't listen to podcasts while I work. And then I just kept doing it and I learned, you know,
see, here's what would happen to me is I would start typing and then mm-hmm. the part of my brain that's paying attention to whatever I'm listening to would turn off mm-hmm. and then it would turn back on a little while later.
And you'd be like, wait, what happened?
Oh, right. I was listening to this and then I'd have to rewind, like go back, you know. What?
Yeah.
Do we still call it rewind? I don't fucking know.
I think we still call it rewind, yeah.
Speaking of rewinding, at least I do. We got a new desk. Well, we confiscated a desk from another room near our break room, and we put it in our break room, and then we put the fucking this heavy ass TV that has a DVD player on one side
and a VCR on the other. Oh my god!
And then we started opening up all the drawers to this like thing that's in there.
You had said there was a bunch of VHS tapes, right? Oh, yeah,
we found all the VHS tapes, but they were like all like in wrong cases, and some of them were out of cases and whatever. So we organized it. We put all of them in the right cases, and we made it nice and neat, kind of along this wall. And so yesterday we watched The Truman Show on VHS, and mm-hmm. and then today we watched. I think it was Batman Returns, the one with Danny DeVito.
Oh, nice. Hell yeah. That's a good movie.
On VHS. Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
And Michelle Pfeiffer is Catwoman.
Yeah.
Right?
Is that who it is? I don't know. But here's the thing about it. Maybe it's the VHS that we have, or maybe it's the TVs, the internal organs of this thing are like not good because like every second and a half there's this air while we're playing the tape. It's just air.
Oh no.
Air. Like that's all you hear while watching it. So it's an experience, you know. It's cool. It's fun.
I think the VCR needs to be serviced. I think it needs to be lubricated.
Oh yeah, you think so?
Yeah, service. That's what it sounds like. Something is rubbing on something else that it should not be rubbing on. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But
I'm sure there are people.
I mean, it kind of adds to the atmosphere of it, though. I want it to make that noise.
I understand that, but the concern is that, you know, at a certain point, it'll eat your tapes, you know?
Well, they're not mine.
Well, yeah, but they are the tapes you are currently in possession of and using, right?
Uh-huh, so yeah.
Anyway.
I accidentally dropped one. And it made a little noise. And then Zach was like, hey, be careful with that. So I picked it up and I threw it on the ground as hard as I could. And Chief was in there and she goes, that's destruction of government property. And I was like, fuck government property.
Oh my God.
tub.
Oh, damn the man, save the empire, you know? Like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Yep. That's great. That was, wow. Can't believe that's not what you got in trouble for this week. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, we are going to watch some Stray Kids stuff. So we're going to watch another Two Kids show with Felix and Sungmin. Right. And MC Lino. Are you ready to watch it? We got to put subtitles on. Yeah, I know. Right. It's been all Chung Bean all the time, it feels like. Maybe that's not true, but.
Let me move this over.
Mm-hmm. Move it over.
Okay. We're going to hit. Maximize this and then boop-a-doo, captions, English. I don't know Indonesian yet.
Maybe you should. There's a Gabby's Dollhouse song about that, about using that yet. Yeah.
Drop that yet.
Mm-hmm. You got to drop that yet. We'll listen to it when we're done here.
Okay.
Maybe I'll put a little at the end of our credits. No. ending theme song.
Should we? Oh, we should have credits though.
Should
this
we have credits?
Brought to you by Tom and Phil in collaboration with Jeanette.
And Anna's also here. She's playing. She'll play. You know, soundboard things.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Right.
She contributes in the chat.
Right,
anyway.
Yes.
God damn it. Fucking. Anyway, I'm going to hit play. Ready? Go.
I want you to stay for Christmas. And I count on the pump. Stay for Christmas. More than gold on it and that. Stay for Christmas. It's cold outside. They get a while. 24 to 25, babe. Just stay with me.
All right, Tom, that was episode 5 of Two Kids Show with Felix and Sungmin singing 24 to 25. What did you think of that?
So good.
Oh, goddamn. I need that version of that fucking song. I'm extremely tempted to just play it for Michelle tomorrow morning because she loves it. Anytime that I say the number 24 or 25, she wants to sing that part.
Yeah.
She goes 24, 25, just stay with me. It's so cute.
Yeah.
It's super cute. And she did it today, earlier today. I didn't know we were going to watch this today, or I knew we were going to watch this. I didn't know they sung 24 to 25 because I've been avoiding it. Mm-hmm. And it was so good. Their performance of it was great.
Yeah.
I think it always surprises me when we get to see a performance where they, I don't know, fucking actually capture audio on Felix's mic.
Yeah.
It's so often, because I watch, I watch all these music shows and stuff. So often they're like so bad at capturing the low range on his microphone. Right. And it's so annoying because when it does catch it, you're suddenly blows your mind because he's usually goes deeper than the backing track.
Yeah.
And in this, we have no backing track. We just have clean vocals. It's beautiful and deep and wonderful. So I'm just saying, get it together, music shows. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. What you think of their relationship, these two gamer boys?
I mean, it's funny. It's cute.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty funny how I want to say mean that Lino is to Felix, but in a gamer way. Yeah. And they also there was a moment where Lino was teasing Sungmin a little bit, and he was like, yeah, you know, sometimes it seems like you are using a lot of English words when you're playing games together. And I'm like immediately like, oh God, it's the bad words. They're saying the bad words.
They're using gamer words.
Yeah, he's implying they're using gamer words. Maybe not the, not Not the hard R. Not that. But you know, I've heard Anna discuss playing games, Overwatch specifically. Yeah. Yep. So, you know, I've heard it. I've heard some words here and there. You know.
Oh, I know.
I've said plenty of I just recently beat the Lies of P.
Yeah.
Which is like a Souls-like where you're Pinocchio.
Yeah.
And coming up against the last, so this is something that kind of, it's not like annoying, it's not that bad, but like throughout the game, when you fight a boss, they put a little thing outside the room and you can drop a little item in there and a little ghost comes out and that ghost will take some of the attention, some of the heat off of you. They don't do a ton of damage, but they just, instead of having multiplayer... Yeah, instead of having multiplayer, they have like a little ghost that comes out and helps you, does a little damage and takes some damage, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you get to the final boss, and it's like, we don't do that here.
Nice.
And so I'm like, I've been using this little thing the whole time, and now you're telling me I have to be good at combat? How dare you?
Yeah.
It took me two evenings of playing, but I got it in the second evening. And
speaking of having some NPC help, did you know that as of Tuesday, in World of Warcraft, there is now a thing called follower dungeons where you can do dungeons with NPC party members?
Whoa. Did you know that Final Fantasy 14 has had that for years?
That's irrelevant to.
Okay, sure. Okay, go ahead. I mean, it's natural for World of Warcraft to steal the good things from other games. We've seen it over and over, right? So, I mean, and it's a good thing. Yes, you know,
that's how.
I don't think it's a bad thing.
That's how Blizzard has always done content. They take something that someone else has done and they make it better.
Let me tell you, I can tell you 100%. It is very easy for Blizzard to implement it in a better way than Final Fantasy.
How does Final Fantasy do it?
Well, so How do Final Fantasy do? Well, one of the things that is cool about it, that I actually really like about it, is that the NPCs you get are like main story characters.
Right.
And usually they're involved in the story of the dungeon that you're playing. And so when you're running the dungeon, they'll have little like flavor text, like banter and stuff as you go through.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's nice. That's great. Love it. And it goes all the way now. You can go all the way through the entire game and just play with NPCs. You don't have to play with another person if you don't feel like, if you're feeling antisocial, don't worry about it. However, the meta in a dungeon is, and I think this is true in any MMO, right, is you have trash, then a boss, then trash, then a boss, right? Yeah. There's usually three bosses in Final Fantasy dungeons. That's just how it is. And trash in Final Fantasy, the expectation is that if you're the tank, you run through, you collect everything, you pull it wall to wall, and you use your abilities to increase your survivability, and you just AoE. And your whole group does AoE, and you just drop all the trash at once, right? Instead of pulling like one group at a time. The NPCs that join you in groups when you do those things, they only single target.
Oh.
It is in some ways, right? So like when I went to go play on ND server and I was leveling up a character to max level, I did it only with NPCs because that's a European server and nobody was online when it was like 3 a.m. for Europe. Right. So nobody was online. I'm not getting groups when I'm playing a DPS class, but I could just grab NPCs, which is great. However, now a dungeon that would have taken me like 15, 20 minutes, took me like 40 minutes because I have to pull one group at a time.
Oh no.
And I'm like,
what if you're the tank and you go and pull everything?
I was. Yeah, no, I was the tank. So, but I tried my first time doing it. I tried to pull like two groups, but because they're not doing AoE, like they're not able to keep up the damage output enough to like stop, because like part of the mitigation of piling everything up and then AoEing is that things will die fast enough that you don't need to worry about like excess heals and using all of your cooldowns. So yeah, it's just, so that is something that, like, if World of Warcraft is going to implement it, the way they should implement it is allow them to do some use all their fucking abilities.
Yeah, right.
It's so annoying.
Can you partial fill NPCs in Final Fantasy? Okay, so you can do that in WoW. If you just need a healer, you can have an NPC healer. If you just need a tank, you can have an NPC tank. If you need two people, you can have two NPCs. If you need a full group of NPCs, you can have a full group of NPCs.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That is cool. Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty dope. I haven't used it personally, but it sounds pretty cool.
What if it's bad? I mean, I don't know.
Anna said, I did the follower dungeon yesterday and went like crazy pulling packs. And honestly, it seems like you'd have to try pretty hard to make it wipe.
Wow. They're pretty harsh. And I think part of the reason that it's a little harder and that they make it harder on you is because they want to force you as the player to use more of your abilities. Because the idea is that you're learning the dungeon so that you can play with real players.
Right.
And so they want you to learn your role. And if you're just dropping all the enemies super fast, then you're not using all of your buttons. So, you know, use all your buttons.
But if they're playing like players wouldn't, then you're not really learning how to play with players.
No, 100%. I think that there's like the theory of the here's what the people who made the game were thinking,
right,
and then here's what really happens. Because I don't think that when they designed the dungeons and they said, oh, well, we're gonna have this cool pack here doing like walking around and doing this, and then when we go into this room, then there's gonna be like these like tanks and things jump out of the tanks and attack you. They want those to be cool set pieces, and instead the players are like, nah, fuck it, hit everything, run all into one spot, pull it all in one pile, now nuke it. Like, I don't think that was the way they expected it to be played.
Anyway. I mean, players are always going to find
the
way that they're going to do it, not how the devs intended. And I really do hate it when the game locks you into those kind of aspects. Like, if the devs design it in a way where you can't avoid doing it that way, and it's an annoying mechanic. Like, there's this one boss of Throne. It's the first boss of Throne of Tides, where at certain percentages of her health, she shifts into a different phase, like an ad phase. And it's so fucking annoying. It's the worst ad phase of any fight. It's just so obnoxious. But like, you can't even just out DPS it. She will shift twice. Every single time you fight her.
Damn, that sucks.
Yeah, it's really annoying.
Anyway, yeah. So gamer boys.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure they're using some gamer language. Maybe not some terrible gamer language, but definitely.
No, just cussing. I'm sure that it's like, oh fuck, I fucking died. Ah, fuck, he got me, you know, whatever. Yeah. But they do play League of Legends, and or they actually watch League of Legends, like the professional tournaments and stuff. And I was like, oof, I don't know, man. I don't know. That's rough. League of Legends is just...
They know all the gamer words.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that's true. Yeah. I just... I did think it, you know, we mentioned this like for a moment, but it was interesting to see that Sungmin doesn't like to use a controller. So he's a PC boy. He is a PC gamer. He's WASD all the way.
Oh yeah.
He's WASD up.
Yeah.
WASD up.
Mm-hmm.
Phil, do you remember on episode 3 of the podcast when you were like, yeah, we've been doing pretty good about not swearing?
I remember that. and then you told me like, nah.
No, we fucking haven't.
We haven't.
I was like, 3, 2, 1, fuck that. 3, 2, 1, fuck that. You know, it's kind of growing on me now. Honestly, 3, 2, 1, fuck that. I don't know if it will work though. The SEO just doesn't seem like it's there.
That's right. Yeah, we gotta get the SEO.
Gotta
make it family friendly. Anyway, nice. Yeah, very nice. Yeah, so that was fun. I mean, I'm really enjoying these little two kids shows, and
yeah.
I think Leno does a really good job being antagonistic in his interview style. Uh-huh. He really wants to like dig at what's important, what's on Stay's minds, what does Stay's want to know, you know?
Yeah.
Which I thought was funny. Also, I think Felix's sister, no, Sungmin's sister. Sungmin's sister sent him texts that are like what I expect Stays to send them on Bubble. And so he's like, yeah, my sister sends me texts and I just ignore them. I don't even respond. I left them unread.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought that was really funny. Yeah. Like she described it like, oh, my sweet puppy, I hope you sleep well tonight or something like that. And I was just like,
yeah.
Jesus Christ. I understand him being like, oh, come on. Like, I get that enough from my fans. I don't need it from my sister. Although, like, part of me wonders if she's, like, making fun of him. Like, right. Is she serious? Does she love it? And she's just like, you are my puppy and I love you.
Yeah.
Or is she saying, like, ha ha, ha ha ha? Yeah. I don't know.
You're a little puppy.
Yeah. Yeah. Not Felix's sister. Felix's sister loves him so much. They've been in a, there's been a couple of like behind the scenes-y type videos / some pictures that have come out, and like they just love each other so much. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's very cute. They have like a really, really cute relationship. I think it would be easy to say that Bong-chan and his sister don't get along. But I just think they have like a typical kind of like teasing type relationship, and they actually really take care of each other a lot. But when we see them interact, they're just like, like Hannah will say like, who's that? Like someone will be like, oh yeah, I love Bong-chan and it's like nice to see you here or whatever, or whatever. And then she'll be like, I don't know who that is. Who's this Bang-chan? Like, and then we got a live, there was a Chan's room when he was in Australia at his family home, and there was a moment where he like screams out in the background, he's like, Hannah, and you hear her like call down the hallway, what? And he goes, nothing. It's so fucking funny. It's so funny. I love their relationship. So although I purposefully and I don't know if she would appreciate it or not, but I like purposefully like try to avoid her content and her music and stuff. Not because I don't think it's good, but because like I feel weird being like, oh, well, I like Bong-chan, so I want to follow you too. Right. You know what I mean? Like if I wanted to follow her, I would feel like I would want it to be more organic than that. So I don't know. Yeah, I've still seen some clips that I think are funny and she's entertaining, but
are you saying, you know, it needs to be
exactly. Chungbin's got me, you know?
I see.
Yeah.
You're going to have to add that because I use the Discord soundboard for that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I guess so.
Yeah.
And if you want to be organic.
I also was thinking of saying, and if you something. Like, I don't know. And if you want to be here for the next two kids show, be sure to go to makeastay.com. Click on that Discord link. Join the Discord. Go to the Patreon. Subscribe. Give us money. Go to the shop. Buy some merch. Reach out to some people that you may know in marketing divisions of other companies that you would like to see sponsor us and give us money. Tell them about this amazing podcast that you listen to and these amazing boys that you listen to.
And we could
imagine if they combined forces with our brand and, you know, like, just think of the, what is it called when impressions, just think of all the impressions that we would get on our product.
I can do a lot of impressions. Mickey Mouse.
Yeah. Meow.
You know, Meowth. Yeah.
Just like, I mean, dozens of impressions.
I don't know if I have a dozen impressions. I used to do Blaze from Blaze and the Monster Machines for Logan, but you know, he hasn't been watching it for a while, so I don't think I could pull it out anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I mean, just you know, just think of that scene from Arrested Development when he's like, there are dozens of us, you know, like that's us. And that's, you could be marketing to an audience of dozens of people, with your Awala water bottle or your
Awala. We don't pronounce it right here.
Awala. Oh, what a water bottle. You could be giving us money to sell your product.
Yeah, the thing is, Tom, is that like Spotify will let us we can just click a button and they'll give us offers to do this kind of stuff.
If you want
to do that, I mean, fucking
shit. I mean, you know, I do need snow tires.
and if you want to get Tom snow tires, you got to go to makeastay.com.
That's right.
If you don't want Tom to slip and die on the way to work, you got to go to makeastay.com.
Right, yes.
God damn it. God damn it.
By Grandpa's Hammer.
What a savings. What a savings.
What a savings.